Newmarket and Aurora celebrated some of the most shining examples of community builders during a Coronation Medal ceremony December 13. Newmarket Aurora MP Tony Van Bynen awarded 20 individuals with a King Charles III Coronation Medal for making a significant contribution to their community, province or country. Speaking at Newmarket's Old Town Hall, Van Bynen said the recipients have all made their communities better places to live. "You have touched neighbors with kindness. You have provided support for those in need. You have inspired us and inspired others to join a movement, and you've demonstrated that regardless of age, we can all make a positive difference," he said. The medal, administered by the federal Governor General, was issued to recognize the coronation of King Charles III in May 2023. In total, the federal government is awarding 30,000 medals to deserving individuals, with the criteria being those who have made a significant contribution to Canada or a particular community or attained an outstanding achievement that brings credit to Canada. Newmarket Aurora MPP Tony Van Bynen's office forming a committee to sort through more than 60 local nominations. The full list of recipients, in order of the ceremony, includes Jackie Plater, Glenn Murray, Jeff Brown, Sarah Riddell, Dan Banks, Brian North, Michael Braithwaite, Jerisha Grant Hall, Major Robert Brain, Doug Steele, Kirby Brock, Hillary Van Welter, Arif Fahim Khan, Sajilai Bellin, Robert Cole, Peter Van Schaik, Lori Hoyes, Michael Croxon, Julianne Goyette, Beth Stevenson. Grant Hall earned a medal for her work as the founder of the Newmarket African Caribbean Canadian Association. She said she felt very proud and honored. "Just seeing all the amazing work being done collectively, with everyone being honored, it just feels like we're onto something great," she said. "So I'm happy to be part of this." Brown earned a medal for his many years inspiring students as a teacher. "To be here today being recognized for making a difference to my students, and to this community, is very surreal. It is a great honor," he said. Cole earned his medal through decades of time with Scouts Canada. He said he nominated others for a medal. "It's a shame that everybody could not receive one, and so I was very honored and very privileged," he said. "I see what a community is with its volunteers, and without volunteers, we are not a community. There will be more medal winners to come." While the Newmarket Aurora MP was initially allotted 20 medals, senior advisor Ian Proudfoot confirmed they have been allotted an additional 7 medals that will be awarded in another ceremony in the new year. Van Bynen said the recipients are deserving. "I hope you'll wear your medals with pride, for your kindness, for your compassion, for your energy and your love," he said. "I encourage you to continue making a positive difference."